From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The American Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee will celebrate the International Year of the Woman Farmer. Chad Smith has more.
The United Nations is recognizing 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer with hopes of spotlighting the contributions of women in agriculture and agribusiness. Lisa Wary, a Pennsylvania farmer and member of the American Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee, says this is an important time to acknowledge the contributions of women in rural America.
Some of the key goals and objectives are to recognize and empower, to address barriers, to promote gender equality and support economic growth, and to enhance access with our education markets and other resources for women in the sector.
She said the American Farm Bureau Women's Committee has a full slate of programming for the year ahead, including the upcoming ACE Summit,
which is Advocate, Cultivate, and Empower. We're going to do that in D.C. in June, and that's going to roll right into the Women in Ag Survey, which will explore women's leadership and involvement, access to the industry, and identify barriers and opportunities and provide actionable insights to strengthen engagement and support systems. But the big thing is about how women play a vital role in American agriculture.
She says the survey is open to all women, not just those who directly make an income from production agriculture.
The survey is open to individuals 18 and older from the United States to Puerto Rico who have an interest or involvement in agriculture, and also those that work in production agriculture, agribusiness, education, advocacy, and related fields.
Learn more and take the survey at womeninagsurvey.com. Chad Smith, Washington.
The Farmer's Almanac ending publications. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
After 207 publications of America's oldest farmer favorite manual, the Farmer's Almanac will be shutting down, making the 208th issue in 2026 its last. Editors Sandy Duncan and Peter Geiger released a farewell message and a deep appreciation for the generations of readers who looked to the almanac for wisdom in gardening, cooking, home remedies, and even household advice. They wrote, "Watch for a red sky at night. Tell the kids how Granddad always swore by the almanac." Even though the Farmer's Almanac is ending its long reign, the old Farmer's Almanac wants to reassure its readers that it will continue production. The iconic yellow-covered publication, known for its weather forecast, will remain in print and online. The old Farmer's Almanac said, "As sure as the sun will rise, the old Farmer's Almanac will be around for generations to come." Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
After a stop-and-go start to fall harvest because of weather and breakdowns, we've finally found our groove in November. The wheat is now in the ground, the cattle have been sent off to winter pasture, and the clear and sunny days have allowed us to keep the combines in the fields. Driving by the area elevators, it is clear that everyone has dropped everything to get back into the fields as well. Trucks are lined up to deliver the harvest. We're seeing nice yields that are occasionally making our full combines and grain carts stop in the field while we wait on the trucks to return from the elevators. As I was driving the kids home from school this week, the air was full of harvest dust. Dust from the trucks traveling the dirt roads. Dust being kicked out of the backs of the combines. Dust from the grain being transferred from a grain cart into a trailer. The harvest dust filled the air. Add that with the earlier sunsets, and the atmosphere illustrated fall productivity at its finest. We are thankful for the consecutive days of clear weather and fully operating machines. In any case, harvest is happening now. We've caught our groove and we're moving grain. It's definitely full steam ahead.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.